The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So according to eBay, Ireland is going to lead the European table for Christmas re-gifting. We're going to re-gift more stuff than any of our European colleagues. So we'll get some advice on how to do it best. With us is Pat Kane, who is sustainability advocate and founder of Reusey. Pat, I was trying to figure on this. Does everybody have stuff unused in their house that they can just wrap up and give to others?
Absolutely, Anton. We have so much going on. We buy a lot of things that at times we just felt like buying. But then when it comes to the real deal, the time to use it, we never get to use those things. So if you look properly, I bet you find something there.
Does it have to be unused?
Not at all. Not at all. Brand new things, obviously, they do come with that whole thing of like, these looks more like a gift because they are new. But if you have something that has been worn or used, but carries that emotional attachment, you know, a lovely story, maybe even, or the person who you're planning on giving it to one day said to you, look, I love that T-shirt or whatever it is, you know, so it doesn't need to be unused. You know, I often think that, you know, gifts that have been used or even vintage pieces, they carry so much stories and so many stories and so much emotion. It's lovely as well.
Is the sentimental stuff not high risk? Because I always think that people give away things that are sentimental to them and discover that it lands on whoever is receiving it and they go, oh, great, thanks.
There you go. I think that if it's a surprise, yeah, there is a risk there. However, what I'm seeing more and more, and as a matter of fact, my sister and I are doing this year, it's like, you know, I'm going to let you pick something from my wardrobe and vice versa. So there will be something there and I already know what I'm getting because I chose, and vice versa. She knows what she's getting. But, you know, it has an emotional attachment. You know, it means something to us. But again, you know, pre-loved, used, perfectly fine.
So you brought your sister into your house, walked her into your wardrobe and said, pick away.
Oh, listen, I don't have to bring her in. She makes her way and she's like, I really like this. I really like that. And I was like, so I keep these things in mind. And this year we were saying, look, realistically speaking, we don't need anything really, right? If you need something, of course, like you need a new blender, you need a new whatever it is, pair of shoes, I get it. But we said, you know what? I don't need anything. There's plenty here. So let's make this fun. Let's make this about something that already exists. And, you know, that's where the idea came from.
What about the risk that you give the person something that whoever was the ultimate generator of the gift in the first place realizes that you've passed it on to a third party?
Yeah, there is a big risk there. If it's something new, you know, it's something that you could have picked up yourself as well. So coincidence, yes, we're going to play a little like, oh, funny, I got the same thing. But if it's something that's highly recognizable, you know, I'm pretty sure I gave this item to you and now I see someone else using, wearing, you know, you can all, like, I think it's all about conversations, right? Conversations, in my opinion, solve all the problems in the world. So it's look, my sister or whoever it is really loved this, you know, so we decided to let that be there with her for a while. Maybe it's more than a while, but you know what I mean? Like, there's always a way around things. I think that the key here is really to try not make these awkward. It's just totally fine. It's just normal. It's redefining the meaning of new, right? It's new to me, new to you. And again, yeah, you can have the chats around, you know, like if time comes and you feel like, that person will realize that I am regifting something they gave to me. Yeah? So yeah, chats.
How do you get past, though, the implicit reality that either what you are giving them is something that you cared so little about, other than the ones that have the sentimental value, but that you cared so little about that you left it in its box and didn't even open it, or something that you have used and think so little of that you're willing to box it up and ship it out the door?
But you see, sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes we, like, I'm sure you're the same. Sometimes we get stuff that, you know, we even try to wear, but maybe it's not our style. Maybe the fit is not quite right, you know. So there are reasons why you would have some things, you know, push aside and, you know, you're never reaching out for those things. So, you know, again, it's trying to break the stigma that I'm only gifting something to you that, you know, the other alternative would be the bin. That's not true. You know, you could sell it. In actually, as a matter of fact, the eBay, I suppose, survey is showing us that women donate and regift, but men are more likely to sell and generate some form of money from unwanted gifts. So you can regift, but if you feel like, you know what, I don't feel comfortable regifting this, look for a platform like your, again, eBay is a good example, or your adverts and so on. There's so many out there.
So why do you think Ireland does it so much? eBay saying that we are the number one re-gifters in Europe.
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, if you look at consumption of plastics, for example, we are the number one consumers of plastic per capita in the EU, right? We buy a lot, you know, it's hard to pretend that we don't. There is an affordability, I suppose, for things that are obviously not extremely expensive. So we end up buying a lot of things. If you look at fashion, is a very good example, right? With all this fast fashion around us. So I think we end up with a lot of stuff at home. But I also think that there is an emotional element that I think is very endearing. And people genuinely feel like, you know what, I have these, but I know you love it, so I'm going to give it to you. And, you know, you're always going to have the other person saying, are you sure? And you will say, absolutely, I know this will mean a lot more to you than it does to me, for example. So there's a lovely thing as well around, you know, wanting to make someone happy and sharing.
And should you do it then the other way around, walk through people's houses and go, ooh, I very much like your coffee maker.
That's an expensive one, isn't it? I guess, you know, if you have like, if it's someone who is very close to you, aka my sister in my case, you know, absolutely. Just say, look, if you're ever thinking of getting rid of this, remember me. You know, you might be solving a problem, maybe not an expensive coffee machine, but maybe a pair of jeans or something like that.
Pat, thank you very much. That is Pat Kane, who is sustainability advocate and founder of Reusey.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.